This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, May 8th. The same mission as always. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 2. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Not long ago, a pastor friend retired after a long and fruitful ministry. As he retired, he told people, "I'm not going to stop serving the Lord. I'm just being reassigned." In a similar way, the ascension of Jesus was like a reassignment in his mission. It simply reflected where Jesus' focus had always been. Before he entered human history as Jesus the Savior, the eternal Son of God had always been in the Father's presence and doing the Father's will. During his time on earth, that priority did not change. Though Jesus, as a young boy, spoke of the temple as his father's house, his focus was not on a building, but on a life that would seek God's presence in all things. Our service to the Father may take us places in this world where God's work is not immediately obvious, but our longing for the Father's presence will always be a priority. In many ways, Jesus' ascension reflected the same Godward focus his earthly mission had always had. The ascension was less a radical break in Jesus' ministry and more of a reassignment in his continuing mission. When we live for the Father in this world, our longing for heaven will be a natural extension of our life on earth. Do others see that Godward focus in you today? Pray with me. Father, give me a desire to be near you today. Increase my longing for heaven, for your glory. And may others see this desire in the way I live here on earth. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.